As we continue on this Friday morning, as we do before the meetings of the Marquette City Commission, we get a preview of the meeting. The meeting is coming up Monday evening, 7 o'clock, Commission Chambers at City Hall. Joining us in the studio this morning to talk about it, filling in for City Manager Bill Vita, who is away, is Marquette Police Chief Mike Angeli, who fills in as City Manager in this case, as per the city's rules and regulations. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Looking at the agenda here, relatively brief, I guess at this time of year, that happens a lot with a few things on the items to discuss, including, there are a couple of public hearings coming up that this is a good opportunity for people who have questions or issues on these particular issues. What's on the docket?
Well, the two public hearings you're referring to, one is regarding single lot special assessment, which is an annual thing that we do to try to recoup some of the tax money that's owed to the city through various avenues, and it's kind of a regular thing. The other public hearing is just to close out the block grant for the funding that we received in 2014 for the freeze. Another step that we need to do, the commission needs to do in the process to complete that process.
Now, one of the other things coming up is that you've got folks on boards and committees that are being welcomed, and I know the commission always mentions this, and I'll mention this too, is that there are vacancies on committees, and people should take the time to get involved and also make sure that they can join up with the committees to help out with the city. But presentations on the docket, as there's always one. Yep. This one is coming up. What's happening?
That's the LDFA, the Local Development Finance Authority, which was recently created to help with our
The smart zone
stuff.
Yeah, smart zone creation.
The growth in our economy and things of that nature. Again, it's an annual thing that's required by the commission. Presentation. The only thing difference I can see this time is that Rosemary Smith is the chair this time around, and she'll be doing it for the first time.
Also coming up, some consent agenda items, some usual business, but new business has a couple of things that I know also need to be mentioned as well.
Some of it's just basic city business. Similar to the public hearing we had for single lot special assessment, the unpaid stormwater, unpaid water and wastewater bills. This action allows the accounting department, the treasurer's office, to go after some of these delinquent funds.
You're awarding a bid, I see here, for the boat launch replacement at Presque Isle Marina, which I know is a project that's been looked at for a while. But one of the key things also has to do with the Sister City program in the city and what's going to be happening with that. Yep. What's on the docket?
Well, that's new. As you may or may not be aware, the Sister City group has been a part of the city committee functions for a number of years. However, this action endorses an agreement to make the Marquette Area Sister City Committee an independent agency or an independent entity that will act on its own, not be part of the city, will work with the city, but not under the direct leadership of the commission.
So it kind of goes out of the committee structure, as usual.
And it will tend to encompass more of the county, whereas the under the previous arrangement, it was a city function. So this will allow it to be much more productive.
Well, it seems like it. I know it's an evolution that's been in the works for a while with the Sister City program. I was involved in that years ago, and I know that in the last few years in particular, just because of the size of our region and some of the other Sister City that we have with Kajaani, Finland, and in Japan as well, that they are kind of more regionalized as well. I guess this falls into that, doesn't it?
That's correct. It puts us more in line with what they're actually doing in those countries, and it allows more people from a larger area in our county to participate as well.
So. Well, it seems like an interesting development. Again, the meeting is coming up 7 o'clock Monday evening, Commission Chambers, City Hall in Marquette. Mike Angeli joining us this morning to give us a preview. He's police chief, but as the case when the city manager is out of town, he comes in to fill in for him. So thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you. I'm always happy to be here. You got great coffee.